Elizabeth Reyes, 5/22/83. Elizabeth Reyes, chest complaint, abdominal pain, number one, dizziness, number two, headache, next one is palpitation, next one is leg pain, next one is leg swelling, next one is increased weight, next one is my varicose veins is hurting so bad, next one is she had COVID a year ago, and since then she's had multiple symptoms that was mentioned above, and she's quite concerned. She says she's not able to exercise anymore because of the fact that she's having all these issues, and she's afraid there's something wrong with her insides. COVID immunization up to date, she also had COVID last year. Allergy, non-drug allergy, medical problems, hyperlipidemia, surgery, tubal ligation, medication, protonics, also put gastroesophageal reflux. Social, she works for a lumber yard, she's not married, she's been pregnant four times, once with twins, has five children, is here with her boyfriend, family history is positive for coronary artery disease in father and a stroke in her mom. She was only in her 40s when she had a massive stroke and died because she heard some bad news, she thinks, but she's quite concerned that she might have the same family history and have issues with her vessels blocking off and dying soon. Period. New paragraph. Patient is also having leg issues and leg pain. She says it's a lot worse since COVID, but she gets swelling from time to time and also has large spider veins that hurt a lot. Period. New paragraph. She weighs 182 pounds. She says that is up about 10 pounds from last year. 100% oxygen, 97.7, 16, 62, 111 over 68. Heart positive, swan positive, verse 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, mild edema, no clubbing, cyanosis, there's varicose veins present, skin shows no rash. Assessment number 1, gastroesophageal reflux, much improved with protonics, off the medication. Number 2, strong family history of stroke, especially her mom died at age 40 plus. She had carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Also, this was done in face of dizziness that she's been experiencing since she had COVID last year. Next time is check blood work. Next time is I'm not ready to call her a long COVID at this time till I look at her blood work and then decide. Next number, as far as abdominal pain is concerned, she has no gallstones in her abdomen. Next number is her aorta looks good. Next number, upper and lower extremity shows no DVT. No PVD, but moderate to severe varicose veins noted. We'll refer her to a vein specialist for leg pain. Next number is carotid ultrasound, as was mentioned, within normal limits. Next number is echocardiogram, was done for palpitation post-COVID, is within normal limits. Next number, let's see. Next number, renal Doppler studies within normal limits. Next number, she still has some lymphadenopathy in her neck. But there appears to be no evidence of malignant lymphadenopathy. Next one's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. And we'll get blood work and go over the blood work with her next week. Next one's continue with protonics on a PRN basis. Next one's diet and exercise discussed with patient as well. Thank you.